TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Support for TalkLine is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Express yourself.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Welcome to TalkLine. I'm Diane McGachran, and with me today in the booth is Ryan.
Hello, hello.
And Matthew.
Welcome. Good morning.
Okay, so kind of like a trio day, which is good. And we did not have TalkLine last week because it was a holiday for KYUK, and there will not be TalkLine next Friday either, as it is the 4th of July. So today's a good day to get those calls in with whatever you want to share. You know, we take calls from everyone all over, and people have announcements. Sometimes they have political things they want to talk about or subsistence kind of things, just opinions and announcements and general things like that. So anyway, I'm going to give out the numbers and we can get going. So the numbers are 907-543-5985, 907-543-2756, 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. And we're also on TV, channel 17.1. I'm not really sure how you find 17.1, but maybe if you just go to channel 17, it'll be there, or no? They have to find the point one.
You have to have the antenna. Again, the black antenna. It's like a square. I don't know what the material is made out of, but it's that antenna you connect to your TV, and you have to go to your channel settings, scan, and you should be able to find your local channels after scanning four channels in the settings. So
it's always nice for us to have a heads up when we're going to be on the TV so you can monitor my facial expressions. I'm just going to keep them neutral. So anyway, happy to take calls and hear announcements or whatever you have on your mind. We will have a little bit of an extra break at 10:28 because we're going to have more announcements about fishing and different closures or openings.
Yeah.
And criteria for those. So.
Yeah, and speaking of subsistence, my mother, she received over 100 fish from a generous person, John Andrew. I'd like to give a huge shout-out to you. Yeah, I have a picture here if you guys want to see it after. But
Did she process them and everything?
Yeah, my mom and my sister, they're cutting at fish camp.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, they spent the night over there, which, I wanted to go to fish camp and hang out. But, you know, they left yesterday while I was here at work still, and they're still there overnight. But, it was good, man. They shared some photos while they were cutting fish, and it's just beautiful to see.
Now, what are they doing with most of them? Like strips, smoking, slabs? Like
I know for sure we're going to make some strips. We're going to smoke some fish. Definitely some slabs, too, so we could cook them in the oven. Honestly, probably jarred fish, too. Oh. I have no clue yet, though.
Okay.
I'd have to ask them.
That was real nice.
Matthew just showed us a picture of like a boat, and the floor is entirely covered with salmon.
Yeah, it's very beautiful, but not nice though because they left me. But you know, I'll let it slide this time.
Okay, yeah, you'll enjoy later why they left you.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
So we have a few events here. I'm trying to. My voice sounds funny in the microphone, but I guess it's okay. U is scheduling road tests for a week each month from now until October. I assume these road tests are for driving licenses. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the road tests, they'll be scheduling road tests for a week each month from now until October. More details are available at 543-0999. Okay. And there's fiddling in at Mouthlook tonight and tomorrow night, June 27 and 28, from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. in memory of Bobby Gregory. Okay. It'll be $8 per person and $15 a couple. So that's fiddling in at Mouthlook tonight and tomorrow night from starting at 7 in the community. And another announcement. Registration is now open for July swim lessons at the YK Fitness Center. Classes are available for preschool, youth, and adults. Register today at ykfitness.org, or you can call 543-0390. And, oh, let's see, there's a lost and found. A BlackBerry phone was found and brought to KYUK. So if you believe this might be yours, please come to the station to claim it. I assume that BlackBerry phone hasn't been claimed yet?
I don't think so. I'll have to ask the front office.
Okay.
And also, real quick, Diane, there's a SetNet opener. It began today at 7 a.m., 3 hours ago, and it'll be done tomorrow, June 28, at 7 p.m. It'll be for 36 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, and the federal waters of the Kuskokwim River main stem from the mouth of the Kuskokwim to the Kalskag line. Subsistence set gillnet only fishing is announced today, Friday, June 27, from 7 a.m. to Saturday, June 28, at 7 p.m., so that's 36 hours. And then the next one will be on Wednesday, July 2, from 7 a.m. to Thursday, July 3, at 7 p.m., again, for 36 hours.
Okay.
The set gill nets can be up to 6-inch mesh, 45 meshes deep, and 75 feet in length.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, and for more information and maps of the Kalskag line and the Aniak box areas, as well as the other areas closed to gill nets during and or after these opportunities, you can see the full announcement at the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission Facebook page. They have a link that you could click on and go to, and it'll give you all the information of who you could call. You could check the maps of the boundaries of where to fish and where not to fish.
Mm-hmm.
And the number for the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge is 907-543-3151. To hear a recording of the announcement, or at 907-621-6129 to speak with a manager.
Okay, thank you. So our lines are open. We have a couple of movies playing, of course. Two new movies this week. One is called 28 Years, which is...
28 Years Later.
28 Years Later, yeah. And that's... Did you see it? Well, you're kind of young for this, but there was a movie...
I believe it was like, what,
28 hours, then that was a movie, then there was 28 days, and now 28 years.
Yeah, I've seen 28 Days Later, yeah, a while ago when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Traumatizing movie. it's a zombie movie, it's action-packed. But
that was tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, I've been seeing clips on the internet for 28 Years Later. I'm definitely going to watch it. And also the F1 movie, too.
Yeah, it's, the F1 movie, which is Formula One, I think. It's for car racing, and that has Brad Pitt in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's supposed to be actually pretty good. And 28 Years Later is scary. Is it kind of like a Walking Dead? With the zombie thing?
Yeah, it's infected zombies. And yeah.
They're infected with rage, right? Isn't
yeah,
that it?
Of course, yeah.
And of course. You know, you never have zombies that are just sweetness and light, do we?
No.
Never.
There's never a walking
zombie land, for sure. If you watch Zombie Land with Jesse Eisenberg and couple other
Warren bodies too, depending how you look at it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a fun zombie movie, but most of them, it's always, or when the aliens are going to come to Earth, they're always coming like in a scary way.
Yeah,
you know, where for all we know, maybe they would come in like solve every problem kind of way. But I don't know if that'd be a good movie. So anyway, 28 Days Later and F1 are playing at the movie theater. And I don't know about other events this weekend. I haven't. I don't have any on the list here other than Fiddling and at Mouthlook. But
Right now, I'm checking Facebook for events.
So anyway, and like I said, okay, so lines are open. We'd like to take the calls and emails. You can email radio@kyuk.org. And just a quick email here. Oh, okay, I'm not sure. Outboard correction. I'm not sure what that means, but yeah, anyway. And the numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954.
And as usual, the YK Fitness Center, seniors swim free on Fridays. It's sponsored by the YK Delta Lifesavers. It's open to all ages 60 and plus. Free pool admission all days on Friday. If you'd like to get more information, you can go to their website, ykfitness.org, or you can give them a call at 907-543-0390. And also, the YK Fitness Center, their registration is open for July swim lessons. So if you'd like to get some swim lessons, learn how to swim, or get more practice in, definitely call that number and go to their website for more information and to sign up.
Yeah, and I think they starting to lay the groundwork for the construction that's upcoming. I don't know when it starts, but they're starting to lay flatten the land near where they're going to extend.
Mm-hmm. So, for the gym, right?
Yeah, for the gym.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Won't that be amazing? Like, it's a really nice center now, and they do such a nice job keeping it very clean.
Yeah, it's always a good time when I go there. It's always clean. It's the environment's good.
Yeah, it's real nice.
Yeah, it's very light, very good. Workers there are nice.
Yeah, so I think it's has good management and work employees. So anyway. I was up in Fairbanks the last couple of days, so I'll be going out this weekend to check on flowers because there's going to be a lot.
You're going to go to Fairbanks just for flowers?
No, she's going here.
I thought you said you're going to Fairbanks.
I was in Fairbanks. Mm. I gave a little talk on indigenous pedagogy.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
So indigenous ways of knowing and learning in a university classroom, like in the program that I teach in, RHS program. And then, I'm of course back, and so this weekend I'll go and see what pictures are. I think there's probably low bush cranberry blossoms, blueberry blossoms, ayoke blossoms, bog rosemary, marsh marigold, which you can only find in certain places. That's a hard one to find, but I know a spot where I saw them last time before I left.
And where would that spot be, Diane?
Somewhere.
just somewhere on the
internet. Nice try, Matthew.
Somewhere. Yeah, I've also, last week I was catching like all these like salmonberry blossoms. Mm. But then, of course, I'll raffle the location of those. Because there's like we have salmonberries, but they're never like large amounts. There'll be like maybe 20 or 30 will be like a big patch.
Yeah.
For us.
Blueberries, definitely.
Blueberries, though, yeah. And the blackberries.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also something called it's like a viola. That's also a cute one. That's a blue flower. So, anyway, yeah. So there'll be some fun.
And also, I do have another announcement. Mm-hmm. The Bethel Volunteer Emergency Services Association, they said, "Hello, Bethel. This Saturday's bike ride is canceled due to training." So tomorrow for Saturday Bethel Bikes, tomorrow it is canceled. They hope to see everyone at the next one. June is National Safety Month. You can join them for Bethel Bikes Community Ride promoting bike safety. Family fun bike rides at the Bethel Fire Station every Saturday at 2 p.m., but tomorrow is canceled due to their training.
Oh, okay. You know, there's this other flower on there called the butterwort.
Butterwort.
Yeah, butterwort. So
I'm not very familiar with species of plants.
No, no. Now, this one's kind of interesting. There's actually three carnivorous flowers out here. So there's the butterwort. And that's just like a very innocent-looking purple flower on a skinny stem, little flower. And on its base, it has leaves that kind of encase or surround the one stem that goes up. Well, those leaves are super sticky. So the mosquitoes get stuck on them, flies, and then the plant releases an enzyme and eats it.
Wow.
So the poor plant, you know, it just lands thinking, you know, I'm just going to hang out for a minute, take a rest.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never leaving. So these, like, innocent-looking plants that are carnivorous just kind of amuse me. So there's a couple more, but they aren't bloomed yet, so I'll mention them when they start coming out. But these you could see the little butterwort. So anyway, okay, so if you would like to share a flower sighting, please call. You can let us know what you've seen out and about. Also, dwarf raspberry blossoms.
Okay.
Do you know about them?
Nope.
No.
Yes, there are, and I know this one little patch, and it's very tiny, when the berry is like a very tiny raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very small.
What is it called?
Well, dwarf raspberry blossom. And those are probably done. Those are a pink flower.
Okay.
Really nice. So, anyway. All right. So you can call 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And for your emails and your calls, you can be anonymous if you'd like. That's no problem. One email announcement, 12 youth teams are coming July 3rd through 5th for a youth tournament Ute basketball. Mm. So Ute is, I guess, sponsoring teams, and there'll be 12 teams. That's a lot.
Actually, for the July 3 through 5, right?
Yeah.
I believe there's 23 teams coming. There's 12 girls teams and 11 boys teams.
Wow. Okay. Where are they all staying? Oh, my God.
To be honest, I have no clue. Probably the school, most likely. But I am going to be commentating the games. I'm volunteering for Warren Nicolai and the Ute Basketball Association, so I'll be on their Facebook Live commentating some games live, so it's going to be
fun. Good for you. Okay. That's neat. Okay. Yeah, that'll be really nice. Hope the weather's good and the young people. There's probably a lot of young people coming here. They've never been to Bethel. So it'll be nice for them to be out here, see things. Okay. Well, kind of quiet on the line today. There's a... Oop, wait. Oop. Oh, okay. So there's the 4th of July raffle that the VFW is selling raffles, selling raffle tickets. First prize is $10,000. Second prize is a 40-horsepower outboard. Third prize, 10 winners will get $410 each. So one ticket is $5, or you can get 5 tickets for $20. So, again, that's the 4th of July raffle at the VFW Post. And I wonder if they've already, if somebody wants a booth at 4th of July, I think they're already, are they all taken up now? They contact the city for that.
Yeah, they would have to go to their website. You could sign up at their website or give them a call. The planning department, Pauline, I can never remember how to pronounce her last name, but Pauline B.
Oh, Brock.
Yeah. She's part of the planning department. And,
oh, yeah.
If you would like to sign up to be a vendor at the 4th of July parade and at the Pinkies Park booths, do hit up the city of Bethel.
And, oh, okay. I hope the weather is good, because sometimes those 4th of July events can be kind of shaky, right?
Yeah, last year it was pouring rain, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
But hoping this year is going to be good.
Fingers crossed.
Because there are some booths with some very good food.
Oof, yes.
Come on now, yeah. And so that's always a treat. The parade is fun. And, yeah, so it's just a really nice time down and about, hanging out, walking up and down the boardwalk of Pinky's Park.
Is it, like, the same food booths every year? Because if so, I'm kind of curious what would be the ones to look out for, since this will be my first 4th of July in Bethel.
Oh, I don't know. Like, somebody might have barbecue, or, I don't know, what other ones, Matthew? Like,
there's a wide range of things. Yeah, like you said, barbecue, there's going to be some native foods, of course.
Yep.
Some of the restaurants, I believe, Zen Fa, Sam's Restaurant, and a couple other booths. I'm hoping Dirty Dog Taco does.
That'd be fun.
They have a booth this year because I do love a good chili dog.
Okay.
But yeah, I like the Kelby ribs. That I always forget which restaurant makes. I think like Tundra Restaurant, but I don't believe they won't be here this year. But
did Tundra Restaurant close?
I believe so. I think that's what. I saw a Facebook post about that, and everyone was just, like, in awe of it. They're like, no, they made really good food, which they do, obviously.
What kind of food do they do?
I think...
Basic, the different Korean dishes,
yeah.
And then
okay.
American, you know, burgers and stuff, too. But, I wonder what's going on there. Okay.
If you are a vendor this year in the parade, or if you have a booth at Pinky's Park, do call in. We'd like share your information and all that and what you'll be doing this year, because a lot of people are curious.
I am, yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. All right. So, last week, Matthew, did you see How to Train Your Dragon?
Unfortunately, I have not. I was out of town last week, and...
I was counting on you to see that.
Yeah, no, I was planning on to see it this Wednesday, but after work, I... was too slumped. I went home, lied down, and then I just passed right out.
Oh, my gosh.
I did miss the screening. I believe it was LKSD. They invited the intern supervisors to go and get a free movie screening and some free snacks, but I missed out on that, unfortunately.
Nice. Okay.
But it was good. I heard it was a good turnout. But
cool.
No, I have not watched it yet.
Okay.
I do plan on seeing it on Disney Plus when it does. I think it was Disney that came out with it, or DreamWorks. I can't remember which company came out with How to Train Your Dragon.
I'm
live
pretty sure
adaptation.
It is DreamWorks.
Okay,
for sure.
I just heard really good things about it. So,
yeah.
And I thought that was, I know Matthew's going to see that movie.
My siblings have watched it.
You would
it.
Have, but
I
you
would
were,
have.
You
yeah.
were out of loop, out of the loop for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, Ryan, you're in your last... July's your last month here,
pretty
right?
much, yeah. My tenure here. I'm here as a Jesuit volunteer, as a friendly reminder, so we're only here for about a year, and my term will be completed at the end of next month.
Oh, my gosh. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to be going to Sitka, actually, so not
nice.
Too far away. I'll be very pleased to announce I'll be working with KCAW, the public radio station there, working with their news team, and learning and growing my skills there. Super grateful to the news team here at KYEK, especially News Director Sage Smiley, for giving me a shot and letting me write a couple of articles for them, working on one story I'm super excited for, and I'm hoping I'll be able to get it done before I go. But, yeah, that's what's next for me.
That's going to be exciting. In the Southeast, unfortunately, their weather, is kind of so-and-so, but, it rains a lot in the Southeast.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Sitka is one of those places. It's a beautiful place.
It's gorgeous.
Sure. Yeah.
I visited back in November because a friend of mine from college, she lived there for a little bit. So I got to see her in Sitka then and visit the station. It was all really wonderful. So
nice.
I'm super excited to get to go there.
And which radio station are you going to be working at?
KCAW.
KCAW. Okay, I'm going to
definitely
have to listen to them.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Now, what do you think you'll miss about Bethel?
I think...
So many things, really.
Yeah. I mean, this is the most typical answer, but generally the people here, and the people I've gone to work with and meet are probably the ones who I'm going to miss the most, and being able to see them as often, because the community here at Bethel is very special, as everyone always says. But it's true for a reason, and it's always said for a reason, so...
Yeah.
Probably the people the most.
Yeah.
And it's toughest to leave during the summer because the summer is the nicest.
Yeah.
Right. If you have me leave during the winter, I was like, all right, cool. But yeah, summer definitely. Makes it a little harder.
I know. Sure. Well, look at today. Like, we look out here where we are. The sun's coming out. There's some
gorgeous.
Blue in the
another
sky.
Beautiful day.
Yeah, it's just, it's almost like exhilarating because you weather so many conditions. And then when you get a day like this, it's almost like exuberant. I really enjoy it.
Yeah,
so.
And have you been on the river yet, Ryan?
I have, yeah. So a couple times I've been on it when it was icy. I've been on it when it's not icy, like when we were doing our Guifla coverage for the glorification of St. Olga last week.
How was that experience?
Oh, my God, it was great. So
that must have been amazing.
It was awesome. And for folks who have, like, Instagram and Facebook, there's a saved compilation of the stories coverage that we did of the day of covering everything. So you can go check that out. But it was really cool. Like, there were people from Australia and Canada and Europe all together, and like many people across the United States all together in Guiflic, and it's really cool to like witness someone becoming a saint. But I think the cool thing was like getting to meet the relatives and friends of like this person. Just it is a really stark reminder of like all saints start off as like living people who have like made an impact in their everyday lives. It's really amazing that a village like Guiflic that isn't normally on the global map is like now it's got like a huge spot for pilgrims going forward and what that can mean. And all the Guiflic locals, they were all so friendly. Every time I'd walk by them, like on their RVs just walking, they'd always wave. So they were super hospitable towards everybody and really cool experience. Lots of singing. The service, like 4 hours in a tightly condensed room. It was like 75 degrees, so very hot, very sweaty, but it was overall a really cool process.
Yeah.
And I was joking with one of the pilgrims on the way back, because I'm atheist, I'm not Orthodox, and he was like, yeah, you kind of peaked in terms of the Orthodox experience. Like, once you see a saint, there's really no... what's next?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, you peaked out.
I go to a... Because, like, Russian Orthodoxy is huge in Sitka, so I'm sure a lot of folks I'm going to see again, but I just go to a regular service like, where's the Metropolitan? Why aren't there any archbishops?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so that's what an amazing experience you had getting to do that. That's really beautiful.
Yeah, we're going to wind down to a break in about, like, 30 seconds or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's the glorification must have been a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
Funny enough, my younger sibling, two of my siblings on my mom's side, they're actually relatives of St. Olga. So,
whoa.
Yeah, my brother's, that's his great-great-grandmother. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Goodness.
That's cool.
Very much.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we're going to take, like I said, a little bit of an extended break in order to cover all the fishing regulations we got going. So,
yeah, stay tuned and give us a call after the second half.
Thank you.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service issued Kuskokwim River main stem fishing opportunities for federally qualified subsistence users only. For the Kalskag line, starting from an imaginary line between the south edge of Uknavik Slough, direct to the edge of the Kalskag Bluff. Drift and set gill nets are allowed beginning June 19 at 12:01 p.m. until further notice. For more details and restrictions, go to our website, kyuk.org.
Hi, this is Norman Jaffet from Bethel Search and Rescue. When on a long trip, make sure you're prepared for any circumstances, lost trail, bad weather, etc. You're listening to KYK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
Drift and set gillnet fishing is open 24/7 for all species of salmon until further notice from the refuge boundary near Aniak to Headwaters. All salmon may be retained using legal gear including fish wheels, dip nets, beach seines, and hook and line. In state waters of the Aniak River and in the Aniak Box, fishing with drift and set gill nets and hook and line gear for Chinook salmon is closed, and all Chinook caught using fish wheels, beach seines, and dip nets must be returned to the water live. For more details and restrictions, go to our website, kyuk.org.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service at Kanachtut Angu Yechtim Bugnani Kai Nerang Naksuting Naksulal Reed Gaming Naksusakatnik Kuskok Fim Banganik Katmun Kalskagling Naknilksugu Peduker Yugnatirut Kaukun Yuinak Malrun Ligan 7 o'clock McUnakumi Nilksugu Kaukun Yuinak Bingayun Ligan 7 o'clock me Adakumi Jali Su Ingun Malruk 7 o'clock McUnakumi Ngaliksugu Ingun Bingayun 7 o'clock me Adakumi Damaramak Yuinakula Akvin Ligan Sasat Takdaluni Asat Nasunrit Nakshrit Jukliut Sui Dautwani KYUK.org Atht Starluni Bedugirluni Su Nixu Sukkak Iginkauk Umyunani Damait Nun Niknun Nasun Ritz Matgat Nun Nasun Aisku Damuk Anyaram Janani Ganganun Gawani Damaskuita Jangtat Nikit Biksug Naluki Aduryug Nani Luki Kanukut Kumal Ratkun Ilaksuki Fish Wheel Kalut Beach Scenes Jali Manatkun State Amkaunk Kaini Aniak Riverami Jali Aniak Baksami Nixusukkak Atht Starluni Jali Bedugirluni Jali manatkun dariak faktu sikkak umgumauk. Damai dasu dariak fi jangtat fishwilatkun beach scenes kalut hun su ayakht stakkaugut unguwaluki. Asat nasin ritnach kshid baktugnat nihwani kyuk.org.
Yale Climate Connections is an initiative of the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Directed by Dr. Anthony Lesiewicz of the Yale School of the Environment at Yale University. Catch Yale Climate Connections Monday through Friday on KYUK 640 AM after our lunchtime news hour.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has issued an emergency special action closing federal waters to the use of gill nets beginning Saturday, June 21st at 8 p.m. until Tuesday, July 8th at 8 p.m. for District 3 and Monday, June 23rd at 8 p.m. until Thursday, July 10th at 8 p.m. for the Innoko River. All gill nets must be removed from the water. Fishing for non-salmon is still allowed, but limited to hook and line, dip nets, beach seines, lead, and spear. During this time, pink and sockeye salmon may be retained, but chinook and chum salmon must be released alive. For more details, go to our website, kyuk.org.
All right, hello again, everybody. Thank you so much for hanging in there past a little break. We're back at Talk Line. And, yeah, this is Ryan here in the booth. I've got Matthew Hunter, radio producer, with me, and our host, Diane Akron, in the studio. Diane McAkron in the studio today. Can't forget the Mick. There we go.
Yeah, don't leave out my MC. I'm like Run DMC.
Yeah.
Anyway, we did have a caller who had a message that she... or he wanted us to talk about on the air, and that is four-wheelers in town. There are people not using helmets, young people on four-wheelers, sometimes a lot of people on a four-wheeler, like four,
maybe five.
Maybe
even.
Five young people.
It's like a circus car.
Yeah, yeah. No helmets, blasting down the road.
Yeah, no. So, I've had a couple of experiences while driving in the past month or so with these ATVs. You know, they're not doing their signals. You know, unfortunately, ATVs and other motor vehicles like that do not have any indicators. So, you know, it can get pretty tough on the road, knowing when they're going to be turning or not. And 9 out of 10 times that I've seen, they just go. They just turn without stopping.
Right.
Like
right.
They don't yield or anything. And thank you for whoever called in and brought that up, because it is a discussion we need to talk about, because there are times where, you know, reckless driving can be in place, and also, again, 4 or 5 people on a vehicle, motor vehicle like an ATV or even a motorbike, like 2 to 3 people, and it's just not safe at all for yourself and anyone else driving on the road. And if you have had an experience like that on the road, please do make complaints so the city of Bethel can start, you know, trying to enforce these regulations and also, you know, laws. To my knowledge, I believe vehicles like ATVs and motorbikes, there's an age limit of 18 and or 16 years of age to drive these vehicles. And, you know, most of the time I see younger kids be driving. Mm-hmm. Again, thank you for whoever called in to bring that up. And it's such an important discussion that we need to have, because I myself have experienced a reckless driver who has a yield, who doesn't look both ways, and they're just driving.
Right. You know, and I also wondered, they're allowed on the roads, but they have to have insurance.
Yes, insurance, and
they have to have a helmet.
Yeah.
And, you know, because if you get into an accident and they don't have insurance, then how will it be covered?
That's a done deal. I mean, that's a
they could lose
insane.
Everything.
Yes, of course.
So anyway, the other thing about, you know, there's signs in town that say no off-road vehicles on the shoulders.
Yeah, and you
but
know.
That, but then they still are.
Yeah,
on the
they're
shoulders.
Still driving on the shoulders of the highway. So I mean, if people are tuning in, people who are tuned in right now, if you've had an experience with, you know, these type of ATV and motorbike drivers, do make a complaint to the city of Bethel, because they are the ones that are have these city regulations of how like drivers are doing. And I myself, in my opinion, I think there should be like a road test for these type of vehicles, for like ATVs, four-wheelers, motorbikes, just like how we do for trucks and cars, you know, road tests. Because I've owned a four-wheeler before, and, you know, I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to throw myself under the bus. I was like 16 or 17, and I didn't know I didn't know you had to signal, because there was no indicators on the four-wheeler, you know what I mean? You know, this was when I was a lot younger, and, you know, you just got to get informed and, you know, just look into, like, road laws for, like, ATVs and motorbikes and all that. But now I know, since, you know, my mom, she would always tell me, use a helmet, always use a helmet when you're driving these type of vehicles on the roads, because anything, literally anything could happen.
Yeah. I think they're supposed to be equipped with, like, rear-facing, like, rear reflectors, brake light, you know. They're driving, you know, this machine that has
no
kind
indicators.
Of, yeah, has some of the same, you know, like having to have insurance and helmet.
And also, I believe you need to have a license to drive these vehicles. I don't know.
Well, they have to be registered with the Alaska DMV.
Mm.
And so I don't know what documentation goes with that registration and whether they have to show that. But
I mean, if you do know, people who are tuning in, please give us a call and inform us. And
correct me if I got it off. But The other thing is when the four-wheelers are zooming on the shoulder, it kicks up an enormous amount of dust.
Yeah, it's and so insane of how much dust gets picked up.
And it's unnecessary. I mean, if you just go slower, less dust, it's okay. But
there's a lot of pedestrians. There's a lot of people who walk in this town, too. And
on the sides, and jog and have strollers with their kids. And, like, oh, my goodness, here comes the four-wheeler.
Yeah.
But that whole thing about dust is also kind of a big deal in town during the summer. And it amazes me because short of, like, chip sealing all our roads or putting more water on the roads, if you just drive between 15 and 20 miles an hour on the side roads, you can look in your rearview mirror, you will not see dust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But as you go past 25, getting up to 25 miles an hour, even a little bit higher than that, you're just bringing a whole cloud of dust with you. So I think there's things we can do when it comes to the dust issue that could make it less. I mean, it still needs other kinds of, like, citywide solutions, but we as individuals can also cut down the dust considerably just in our driving habits. And if, like I said, four-wheelers on the sides didn't go so fast that it kicked up.
Yeah, not just four-wheelers, too, like scooters, motorbikes, and all those other motor vehicles.
Yeah.
I do want to note that parents, grandparents, you know, aunts, uncles, older siblings, older cousins, please inform your kids or your younger family members who are, you know, who are willing and able to want to drive these motor vehicles out and about here in Bethel. Just inform them. You know, just tell them to be safe, drive considerably, and just think of everyone else on the road besides yourself, you know, because there are times where I've seen four-wheelers who just dash, like, on the side road.
Yeah.
And they don't yield for traffic, and they just drive. And it's unnecessary. It's unsafe. Someone could get hurt, or even, you know, God forbid, someone die. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, again, thank you for the caller who called in to bring up that discussion, because it is such an important discussion that we need to talk about. And
especially over the summer like this. There's been a couple of times, like, if you go kind of around the – there's, like, that slight curve when you're heading from this direction into up toward Blueberry when you're driving the airport.
Yeah.
And there was a number of four-wheelers, and they were kicking up so much dust that I literally had zero visibility for about 3 seconds, which doesn't seem like much. But when you're driving and you suddenly – you can't see at all, because there's so much dust.
Yeah, driving for 3 seconds at 40, 45 miles an hour, it'll bring you quite a distance.
It's just very anyway, I wish that we could have things settle down just a little bit with that. Okay, so, and thank you to Zachary Kalistuk, who sends us little messages, which is really awesome.
Yeah, shout out to you.
Sorry. Yeah, and he just sent another one, that the 4th of July parade is next Friday at 10 a.m., which I didn't know when it started, so that's good. I don't remember where it starts. Do you know, Matthew, or where
it starts?
Yeah.
I believe it starts at Swanson's, where, the start of the parade.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, down there, and then comes up
through
Watson's Corner.
Yeah.
And then down to Pinky's area. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah, so that'll be next Friday at 10 a.m. It will be the start of that.
Mm-hmm. And then following, we'll be at the Pinky's Park for all the booths, vendors, and a lot of games you can play, a lot of food you could eat.
Yep.
There'll be live music.
Oh, really? Who's playing?
I think it's live music.
Yeah,
I believe so.
I think they do sometimes. You're right.
It'll be live and recorded, I believe. Mm-hmm. I don't know who's going to be performing, but do keep an eye out for Facebook posts from, like, City of Bethel or, like, other people who may be vendors and, you know, they're promoting their stuff. So just keep an eye out for on It's Going in Bethel and also the City of Bethel and even KYUK maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, thank you. I'm going to give out the numbers again if you want to call in. We have 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And you can be anonymous if you want on your emails and phone calls. Okay, so speaking of the weather, it's going to be... Now, we have on here that we may have scattered showers, mainly before 4 p.m. It'll be high around 64 tonight. And tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 59. And for the lower Kuskokwim Valley, today it's scattered showers, mainly between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., then partly sunny, high near 63. And then Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 61. And then I have the Anchorage temperature. You need Anchorage is mostly cloudy with a high near 64 today. So, and our sunset is at 12:27 and 28 seconds. Is that when our sunset happens?
Mm-hmm.
So, but now we're going to start losing a few minutes.
Don't tell me
okay,
that.
Okay, I jokes. Psych.
No, it's fog.
It's not happening.
Fog is coming in, so you know what that means.
I know. I'll stop it. I know. Well, you know, up in Fairbanks, the fireweed are already blooming, but ours don't start yet. We're still at a very young age for our fireweed, so that's the time when you do kind of really feel it, like, oh, here we go. We're moving toward closing up summer once the fireweeds start blooming, you know. So anyway, but they
haven't
started
yet. Couple days have been really good. It's been warm, sunny. Very grateful for it.
Yeah. So I don't think there's very much else kind of going on yet at this time.
Yeah, give us a call if anything going on in your community around Bethel or the village. Call in to talk about really anything. I mean, what's going on in your life? What's going on in your opinion about the government? Community events that are going on, and call in, just talk about anything.
Yeah, or even like with the earlier four-wheelers discussion, for instance. If there's another perspective that you want to bring to the table, or any fact-checking your end, give us a call for that, too. I know for me, especially from a pedestrian's perspective, too, walking down along the highway and just having a big cloud of dust come up to you is a very unpleasant experience.
Not ideal. The dust is insane. Yeah.
And it's a kind of dust that's, it's got the particulate matter stays in your lungs a little longer. That's why you sometimes have, like, mild congestion, or people who have asthma have a harder time, elders, with this kind of dust. It's not really healthy to breathe this level of dust in if you're someone who has to spend a lot of time outdoors and around it, you know. So it's kind of like the tundra wasn't really meant to be clear-cut.
Who'd have thunk?
Like this. So... anyway, that's why I like to go out walking out on the tundra. There's no dust at all, and it's really nice. So we have a caller that just called in. Do we have a caller, Ryan? Oh, okay. And we have David from Queethlick. Hello, David. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Good morning to YK Delta listeners, too.
Yeah.
And good morning to you, too. And a little bit of announcement, but what I heard from one of the guys last week. Excuse me. On Bottom Sea Calling, and I think that there's quite a bit of or a lot of families out there are fishermen, catching lots of fish. And this is what I heard last week about the Bottom Sea Calling, that they went on strike. So maybe that's why we've been seeing a lot of salmon past few days along the Kuskokwim River. Hopefully, the people up at the Yukon River and the Mouth or River, they're up there, will be able to see or start catching salmon despite the 7-year moratorium that people have that who are in offices that we know that they've been controlling all these people who have to do with their fisheries, processing fisheries in Bristol Bay. We used to have a fishery here at the Kishkukum, but due to people and powers that be, we don't see that anymore. Other thing, too, that, excuse me, that I also wanted to mention about our current president. He's doing a good job cleaning up corruption downstate, and hopefully get here to Alaska, clean up all of the corruption in the judicial system in the state of Alaska, too. The reason why I say that is because me being an Alaskan indigenous or Alaska First people, and my eyes started to open about these things, and we still see a lot of oppression, so to say. Mm-hmm. That's all I wanted to say, and hope you all have a good day now.
Thank you. You too. I'm so glad you called. Thank you. Okay. The trawler's employees are not on strike this particular year. I think there was like talk about that a year ago or 2 years ago, but that's continues to be a big issue, the bottom trawlers and the bycatch. So but there's some good openers for salmon, and it seems like people are doing well with the catch this year. So hope that is a good sign for things. All right, so if you want to try to call in the last part of our show, or you could send an email to radio@kyuk.org, and our number is 543-5985, 543-2756, and you can also call 800-995-8954. Do we have like 3 lines? Is that what we have, Ryan?
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't realize. Sometimes people have a hard time calling in when there's people on hold. All right, so I think we'll probably like wind down our show a little bit early today.
Mm-hmm. I do have one more announcement.
Oh, yeah, go ahead,
before,
Matthew.
So, the Tundra Women's Coalition update, they said thank you to everyone who signed up for their Teens Lead Ahead events. The registration is now it's now closed, unfortunately. TWC will be in touch next week with more details to the people who were accepted for registering. Also, you can join them for their free teen day camp in July. TWC will provide transportation to and from each event. Food, drinks, and all necessary supplies are also included. Please note there will be one overnight event, July 15 to July 16. Attendance is capped at 15 teens, so 15 teenagers. Teens Lead Ahead is for youth ages 12 to 18. You could email taylor_finley@twcpeace.org if you have any questions or any difficulty registering, really. You can go to their link, their Facebook page, Tundra Women's Coalition, to sign up, their link. Teens Lead Ahead event schedule, it's free leadership and culture camp for teens, again, 12 to 18. On July 14, they will have a photography workshop from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. On July 15, fishing and camp out. It's the overnight. July 15 to 16. And on July 17, beading workshop from 1 to 5 p.m. And the last day, July 18, it's the scavenger hunt and celebration from 10 a.m. to 4.
What a great list of activities.
Yeah, it's going to be
very nice. Very nice. I'm glad you told us about that. All right, we're going to go to Mary from Bethel. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I'm hoping I don't have an echo because I do have this on here. But I wanted to introduce myself. My name is Mary Herrera Mathias. I work for ONC as a natural resource director, and I wanted to share an update regarding our recycling program within like the past week or so. So we have teamed up with the Bethel 4-H and recognize that they are wanting to start their own recycling program, which I think is great. And it will help encourage more youth from the community to participate and work with the community as well. Yet, there is a concern regarding this that was brought to my attention that I've heard that Bethel 4-H may be closing down soon. I'm not sure if the community knows about that.
I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah. I was kind of disappointed because, you know, I think that if they're able to, you know, successfully start a recycling program for their organization, that would help, you know, gather more youth participation from the community. I think it would, you know, be a benefit because youth are, you know, like part of the momentum in getting everyone involved in recycling as well. And also the Bethel 4-H, you know, it does provide positive avenues for youth to participate in. And I'm hoping that we, the community of Bethel, you know, can come together and find ways to support and find ways to give back to them, you know, for all the things that they have done, providing services to the community of Bethel, you know, with their youth. And one of the ideas that I was thinking of is that, you know, they need a better playground, and we need new recreational parks. So I was also thinking that, you know, if can we bring back the old Pinkies playground?
What was the old Pinkies playground? What do you miss?
The whole playground that, you know, used to be over there at the Pinkies Park. It was like the best playground ever that the you know, the Bethel community could have.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think most of us who remember Pinkies Park for what it was, we do miss it a lot. And I think that, and like, if we can come together and find a way to give back to that Bethel 4-H organization by either building or rebuilding a new playground for them that, you know, will support other kids. You know, we have a large community here. And also, it will also, like, I was also thinking of finding ways to improve child care services, you know, that they provide as well, by building branch of programs and other buildings that would help support the workforce development. Those are just some of the ideas that I wanted to share. And,
you know, I wanted to ask you, maybe you know that on one of the Bethel pages, there's a link to a Google survey, and I think it asks questions, I think, related to recycling, but it doesn't say what organization is sponsoring the survey, what happens to the information. Do you know anything about that survey?
I think this is the first time that I've heard about that.
Yeah.
But we here at ONC, we do recycle. We have a recycling program, and so how it works, we would, you know, rather have people call or send emails or, you know, just to share information, like if they want to or how to get involved with our recycling program. If they have any recyclables for us to pick up, we will go out and pick them up. but we don't recommend anyone dropping off their recyclables to our office.
I just saw it. It's at it's on a Bethel Recycling Facebook page, and it has a Google Doc for you to fill out a form, and it's related to. But it seems like it's written as if it's not in this area, because the options you have for answering are like, oh, well, if I lived in a city, I guess that would be. But like I said, it doesn't say who's sponsoring this, so I'm not sure. They say there's 5 AC gift cards. So, okay. All right.
Well, interesting.
Yeah.
I would like to find out what that link is.
Look at the Bethel Recycling. It's called Bethel Recycling Facebook page. And see if you recognize that. All right. Well, I mean, we're going to have to wrap up, Mary, but thank you so much for getting your call in, and really appreciate hearing about. And I know that we have a new Parks and Rec director, Shane Iverson. So that's probably someone, if you reached out to him and shared some of your ideas about Pinkie's Park or 4-H, that'd be probably welcomed.
Or if we could gain community support and have, community members also request and find ways to work together to make it happen.
Yeah. So I hope you have a good day, and we're going to go ahead and close out
the
show.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. So that's it, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. No show next Friday, but next Wednesday, a new Igayutat, where Esther and I talk about becoming an elder, will drop on Wednesday. All right.
Exciting. Have a good weekend, guys.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you. Whatever you do.